With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One person is dead, 22 injured, after a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves said three suspects have been detained, said they are reviewing video of several parade goers who tackled one suspect. A local radio DJ is identified as the person who was killed. Also at SRNnews.com, a Georgia judge has scheduled a Thursday hearing on a motion to prohibit Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from continuing her case against former President Trump and others.
A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. The filing says Willis personally benefited from the prosecution when Wade paid for vacations for the pair, creating a conflict of interest. The DA has acknowledged the relationship, but has said it has no bearing on the serious criminal charges against Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
She also visited the White House on three separate occasions before filing charges against Trump. Reports from Gaza say the Israeli military has ordered Palestinians to evacuate a hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis. This follows the discovery of a Hamas data center underneath a UN building that was using UN electricity.
What we understand now is that it seems as if the Israelis have made an evacuation order for people to leave. It's not clear if that applies just to the displaced people who've been living there, because people have traditionally, in this conflict anyway, gone to hospitals because they thought they would be safe places. So there are displaced people living there. Or if that means that the patients and doctors are also meant to leave. There have been mixed messages about that, and there are people in quite serious medical condition there which would be difficult to move.
This is SRN News. Another report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses the Turkish president of engineering hostility towards believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Several blasts hit a natural gas pipeline in Iran. Correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
The explosions struck the 790-mile pipeline, which ran from the west to the north of Iran. The manager of Iran's gas network control center told Iranian state TV that he believed the explosions along several areas of the line were deliberate. He did not name potential suspects, and there are no known insurgent groups operating in the area of the blasts. I'm Karen Chamas.
A pair of climate protesters are arrested after dumping pink powder over the case containing the U.S. Constitution at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Security guards stood by while it happened. Police got there and took the two men into custody. Officials closed down the National Archives for the rest of the day Wednesday. This is one of many assaults by climate radicals who attack historic artifacts and historic artwork. More details at SRNnews.com.